When President Bush listed the successes of the current war effort in Iraq last night, he made special reference to the thousands of Iraqi police American soldiers have trained in the past year. Scott Southworth led a Wisconsin National Guard unit that took part in that training.
About 160,000 security forces in Iraq have been trained, and I'm proud that many of those 160,000 were members of the Iraqi police service that my company, 32nd Military Police Company, trained in Iraq.
Southworth also agrees with the president's refusal to set a timeline for withdrawing troops because he says the U.S. owes it to the Iraqi people to ensure the stability of the country before leaving. But a Vietnam veteran from Madison says he's not convinced the war is going as well as the president claims it is. Ray Maida has two sons who served in Iraq. One was killed by a roadside bomb last month. The other returned with stories about the lack of armor on Humvees American soldiers are driving. He says that's an issue the president ignored in his speech.
Honoring these troops that everybody's running around with these ribbons on their cars with, that honor and that support also includes supplying with equipment that'll honor that sacrifice that both my sons made. One died serving, but neither was honored by this country with the supplies they needed, with the troops they needed, with the equipment they needed.
Maida also says he's not convinced that the training of Iraqi troops is keeping up with what he believes is a growth of the insurgency. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.